Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is related to the month that we are currently in. I'm speaking, of course, of the month of Ramadan. As you know, the month of Ramadan is a very significant month. It's a very important month. In fact, in some hadiths, it's been related that if the servant was to fathom the worth of Ramadan, he would wish that Ramadan lasted the whole year. This shows us how important and significant it is. But the question we want to ask is, what exactly is the significance of the month of Ramadan? Why is it important? And in order to respond to and answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadiths which have been passed down to us from the infallibles. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "He who experiences the month of Ramadan and remains unforgiven has indeed been distanced by Allah." Oh, so that, I guess, implies that the chances of being forgiven in the month of Ramadan are more than in other months. You're more likely to be forgiven by God for your sins in the month of Ramadan than you are in other months. In a similar tradition, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "If a person remains unforgiven in the month of Ramadan, then what other months is there left for him to be forgiven in?" Meaning, if a person doesn't sin, he cannot be forgiven in this month, there's less chance that he will be forgiven in other months. And another significant aspect of the month of Ramadan is that, as you know, in this month we have been advised to fast. This is the only month in which fasting has been made obligatory on us, obviously, for this reason. A lot of us are forced to do good, and the chances of us are being forgiven are greater. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in his advice to his children, heralding the advent of the month of Ramadan. He said, "Exert yourselves in doing good deeds, for verily in this month a sustenance is apportioned, lifespans are destined, the names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down. And in this month is a night wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 months. Right? So this is a nice hadith in that the Imam mentioned a lot of significant aspects of this month. He mentioned the fact that in this month our sustenance, our rizq, is decreed. Our lifespans are destined, and our names are selected for who will be the good servants of God. And also, in this month, there's a night, implying Laylatul Qadr, the night of ordainment, when the good deeds we perform in that night are equal to the good deeds of 1,000 months. These are some of the significant aspects of the month of Ramadan and why it's so important. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the significance of the month of Ramadan in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.